Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, those hot dogs and burgers are cooking. The sun not shining too high, slight breeze, live here in St. Joseph, Missouri, watching Chiefs training camp. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, live here until 11:30 with you as we'll hand it off to Josh Vernier and those Kansas City Royals. They're getting ready to take on the Toronto Blue Jays, game three of three-game series. Lost yesterday 4-2 after an awesome game one win on Friday night. We'll see how they're able to respond here today. We've been talking fantasy football. We've been talking Chiefs offense, Chiefs defense. What has been, you know, transpiring here today in practice? A little bit slower, a little bit lighter of practice than there was yesterday. Of course, yesterday they had that 16-play, like, long drive, down the field period, multiple big plays made by Jalen Royals, Xavier Worthy with a nice catch or two, some really good defensive plays made as well by both Trent McDuffie. And we saw Chamari Connor and Brian Cook get in on a couple plays as well. We'll have Chamari Connor join the show in the 11 o'clock hour. Jay Binkley joining the program at 10:30. So just here in a little bit, we'll talk to Jay Binkley about all things Chiefs and NFL. And, of course, the Chiefs, they start playing football next Saturday against the Cardinals, their first preseason game at Arizona, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And the only place to listen to that game is right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. So make sure if you're unable to actually watch that game, you're in the car, or if you're like JT and you schedule a date and you're in the car on the way to your date and you want to listen to the beginning of the game while maybe a starter or two is in, 96.5 The Fan is the place to do it next Saturday night as they get ready to take on the Arizona Cardinals. So in the preseason, they'll take on the Cardinals, the Seahawks on Friday, August 15th, and then August 22nd, they'll host the Chicago Bears, as we were just talking about Caleb Williams and DJ Moore from a fantasy perspective and how good maybe they could be this season. But then the real schedule starts, man. Friday in Sao Paulo, Brazil, September 5th, they take on the LA Chargers, and luckily for the Chiefs, it is an away game. The Chargers losing in a home game against the Chiefs, and I know their season ticket holders rioting still right now about that. As Patrick Mahomes, you heard some crowd cheers here. Patrick Mahomes taking the field yet again with the team. So this is right on our end zone. They're getting ready to run a couple plays here against starting defense. It looks like maybe not all the starting offense. Rashee Rice is in there, but it looks like number 89, I believe that's Brownlee. Yeah, Jacob Brownlee's in there as well. So Mahomes takes a snap, rolls to his left, got a little bit of time. He's actually going to be able to run it in for a touchdown there as he does a nice little prance for the fans, and they cheer him on and welcome him with claps. Isaiah Pacheco getting him hyped up as well with a huge high five, and now Travis Kelce entering on the field as well as they'll get ready to run another play here. So exciting stuff right in front of us here on about the 10-yard line. It looks like they're running kind of some red zone. Let's see if we can get a touchdown plays. Running at right tackle is number 74. So Jawan Taylor on these team drills looks like the ones. You've got Nick Bolton and Watson and Jaden Hicks and McDuffie, all those guys are in there. Leo Chenal, the starters are in right now. So Juwan Taylor playing starting right tackle. Rashee Rice with a jumping catch would have been tackled for just a few yard gain by number 27, Chamari Connor, who we will speak to in the 11 o'clock hour. So some fun stuff going on here in St. Joseph as we're bringing you all the Chiefs news live. But JT, I ask you, and I'll continue to kind of give some play-by-play and feed you what I see. But JT, is there a game that sticks out to you as they come out in a bunch set on his right? Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, and Taquan Thornton in the bunch set. Isaiah Pacheco in motion to that right side that the bunch was on. Xavier Worthy back of the end zone. Yeah. Got him matched up on Leo Chenault, and that's going to do it every time.
That's
beautiful
play
there.
That's a bad matchup for
Chenault,
man.
That bunch set, man, that bunch set did it. And, yeah, a little crossing pattern against Leo Chenault is wide open. So beautiful play there. Is there a game in the season that most intrigues you? And I want to hear from you guys as well, 913-586-7965. Feed me the games that really most intrigue you this season.
I've got to give it to the game Monday night. It's on ABC, ESPN. It's October 27th. Commanders come to town. I can't wait for that game. I really can't wait because Jaden Daniels coming to town.
Yes.
You don't get to see the Commanders often. It's a primetime game at Arrowhead. I'm a person that I like to sit on my couch to watch games, so I'm going to have the popcorn ready because I think it's going to be a full throw popcorn kind of game where we could see offenses going off. I know the offense for the Chiefs hasn't been show popping last year, the last couple years, but I think the Chiefs offense is going to be a little more popping. I could see that game going 34-30 with the Chiefs winning, but I can't wait to see Daniels. I think McLaurin's going to be on the field. And then you also input what the Chiefs bring. I think that's a really good game that intrigues me just because you don't get to see the Commanders much and you have a young quarterback on the rise in Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, man, the Commanders are just an intriguing story in general, right? Because obviously he was the rookie wonder boy last year in Jaden Daniels. One of the best rookie seasons we've ever seen from a quarterback. Just straight up. Like back-to-back, too, because C.J. Stroud was kind of that way statistically. And eye test wise too, and then you get Jaden Daniels, who, in my opinion, even surpassed that from an eye test standpoint and statistics standpoint. I mean, there were times where there were weeks where he just didn't throw an interception. It was like, I don't know, there was another pass, there was another stat about first downs. I mean, Jaden Daniels was so efficient and really just nuclear all last season. But I'm kind of just ready to watch how he looks with a year of tape on him, as well as just how good is that team really going to be. The Terry McLaurin stuff's going on there as Juju Smith-Schuster catches a pass and does a dance in the end zone for the fans. Terry McLaurin, that whole drama's going on, but just that team is extremely old. They re-signed a lot of their old players back to one-year deals, and last year those guys that they had on one-year deals, they overperformed. Just quite frankly, they overperformed to what we would have thought, and that's why they were better. Are they all those players going to do that again at their age? Guys like Bobby Wagner, names like that. Even a name like Debo Samuel, 30, 31 years old, looks a little bit overweight. A guy like Laremy Tunsil, a little bit older as well. I'm a little bit concerned or maybe a little bit questionable on how the Commanders will look, but you're right, that has the potential to be a high-octane matchup. For me, man, in my money, give me Chiefs-Ravens week 4. At Kansas City again. I was at week 1 last year in the press box watching Chiefs-Ravens, and obviously that game down to the toe.
The toe tapper.
Ooh. Down to the toe from Isaiah Likely. Just a little bit too big. It was like a KD situation, right? Kevin Durant with the Nets. It was just big toe. It was right there. That game was absolutely incredible as the Chiefs ones are back out there. And just keeping you updated, it is now Jalen Moore at right tackle, JT. So
rotation.
It's just a clean rotation. And he held his block there a little bit too high of a throw there. Kelce on McDuffie in the back of the end zone. Kelce says, my bad, or excuse me, Mahomes says, my bad to Kelce. Because if that throw would have been just a little lower, it would have been a really nice chance for a jump ball catch over Trip McDuffie. I really wish that would have happened. That would have been right in front of us. So the ones will stay out there for another play, and it looks like Jalen Moore will stay out there as Juwan Taylor with his helmet off over there next to Wanye Morris and Godrick. So, yeah, a clean split there. But, yeah, Baltimore Ravens in week 4, man, that's going to be one of those games where I'm excited, dude. I'm excited. Like, wow, is that a catch? Wow, Jalen Royals. JT, wow, Jalen Royals with Brian Cook draped on him in the corner of the end zone is able to hold on through contact, through the ground. Brian Cook even loses his helmet. Man, what a catch there from number 11 out of Utah State, Jalen Royals.
I love this live reaction. I wish we had a camera on you because I just can see what you're reacting like right now in my head. Like, oh my God, he did it.
He did it. He got it. But yeah, I'm sorry. I keep interrupting myself. But the Ravens, to me, JT, are the number one competitor in the AFC to the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you think?
Really?
About that?
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I think they have the best roster. That's why I think that.
Okay. I would say they do have the best roster, but I tend to think even with their best roster, they've had it before where they've crumbled in the playoffs. I still lean, I think that it's the Bills. I think the Bills are the team that are the most scariest for the Chiefs, not because of their roster and their better roster, but because of the mismatches that they can place on their offense against our defense. They've shown sometimes where they can exploit that, and it's worked in their favor, and then our offense just somehow outdoes them or 13 seconds happens. So I still tend to lean Bills, but the Ravens are right there. Those two are neck and neck.
Yeah, they are, and I think probably for different reasons. The Bills, just because anytime the Bills and the Chiefs match up, we know what it is, right? It doesn't really matter how each roster looks. It's similar to the Bengals, right? It doesn't matter how each team's playing at that very moment. When those two teams suit up against each other, they're both going to play at their very, very best. And that's what's going to happen against the Ravens as well, I think, this year. I think Lamar is ready. I think that team is prepared, and they're better. Derrick Henry is not going to fall off yet. Every year it is like, okay, is it this year? Is it this year? Is it this year? It's not, man. He's an anomaly. He's the LeBron James of football. Derrick Henry is just not going to go away. And that offensive line is amazing, and I'll tell you what. They're going to have the best safety duo maybe in the league with Malachi Starks and Kyle Hamilton. And then
so good.
That whole secondary, right? That whole secondary is going to be fantastic. And we know what Roquan Smith and Adofe Owe and like all those guys in the front eight are going to be able to do. And that's Jacob Brownlee with a jump ball catch over Jalen Watson, catching that one from Patrick Mahomes.
I just concede in my head right now I'm not saying it's going to happen, but like the Chiefs, they win their first two games. So they beat the Chargers and they beat the Eagles, and then they have a sleeper against the Giants. And like they only win by a game-winning field goal, and the national media is like, oh my God, how are they going to handle the Ravens now? They can't even take care of the Giants on primetime. And then then all the media is against the Chiefs, and Andy Reid uses it to his advantage, and you know how it always turns out,
classic.
Right? Yeah, it's a classic national media bias. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen where the Chiefs go 2-0 in the first two games, but I still think no matter what the record is going into the Giants, I think it's going to be like, oh, wow, the Chiefs won by a game-winning field goal. How are they going to handle those Ravens?
Yeah. No, I mean, they're going to look for any opportunity they can. Even if they beat the Chargers and Eagles week one and week two, that'll be long forgotten if it's a close game against the Giants getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens game. They will always try to find a way to doubt the Kansas City Chiefs as we watch the number one offense go against the number one defense here at St. Joe live at training camp for the next hour and 15 minutes until 11:30. We'll hand it off to Josh Vernier for the Royals pregame as the Royals get ready to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. Please, 913-586-7965, 913-586-7965. Send me your most intriguing game of the season. We'll continue to talk different opponents and the Chiefs wide receiver room as Hollywood Brown not practicing today, still with that injury, and Rashee Rice, a looming suspension. How deep is this wide receiver room, and is an addition needed? We'll talk about it on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Sunday morning here live in St. Joe, bringing Chiefs training camp coverage to you for the next hour and 10 minutes. Mac Morey here in St. Joe, live on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. JT Noah bringing it all to you, running the board. Appreciate him doing that. Thank you, brother. 913-586-7965 is the text line. JT, I can only take so much sports horniness, man, on a Sunday morning. I mean, seeing Jalen Royals do what he just did in the end zone drills, Chiefs offense versus Chiefs defense, 1v1. I mean, dude, he Brian Cook on him, I believe it was. No, is it Jalen Watson on him in the corner? Physical catch at the contact point. It was either him or Watson or Cook. I can't remember. At the contact, able to get his hands out at the catch point and just take it to the ground, hold on, and then a little like on the other side of the end zone, two plays later, JT, right as we went to break, it was a little kind of an out route in the flat with a couple of other receivers near him, kind of a muddy area to throw it into. Mahomes zips it right as he turns around. Christian Roland Wallace gets a hand in there, but again, Royals' hands are so strong. The ball does not move. Roland Wallace laying on the ground, looking at Royals standing up as Rashee Rice comes off the sideline and greets him with a infatuating and enthusiastic dap. It was awesome, man.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I could tell by the way your voice was going when you were trying to talk about the Ravens game. You were just like, oh, my God, he got it. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, Mac is having too much fun out there right now,
dude,
guys.
It's so fantastic.
Again, I feel like that's your camp darling right now. Everyone's, like, kind of falling for someone else, like Norman Lott, or you can't really call, I guess, you can't really call the right tackle right now a camp darling, because
yeah, or left tackle rather, Josh Simmons. Yeah.
Simmons, you can't call him a darling right now, but I think you're falling for Royals right now.
I think Royals would be my guy, because I think if I had like my deep cut, Jake Brennenstuhl's like that deep cut, right? It's like, oh dude, Jake Brennenstuhl's the guy. It's like, okay, we will probably know Jake Brennenstuhl's not on the roster this season, but I think he's a really fun option and maybe a guy who makes the practice squad and sees some time. But yeah, as far as someone who's like legitimately going to make an impact, dude, like Jalen Royals is, like, if the Chiefs give him enough leash, right, that's one of the big things. Like, how much opportunity will they give him if they extend that leash because of the Rashee Rice suspension and maybe Hollywood Brown's snap count being lower or hopefully just diminished and not nothing due to that injury, then, yeah, dude, like, I want to see him on the field. Like, he's exactly what they need, a guy who can run those underneath routes and make something happen yards after the catch. And, oh boy, we're getting one-on-one drills now, JT. We're getting one-on-one drills. Juwan Taylor versus George Karloftis right now as we do some edge rushing drills and see how linemen are going to fare up against each other. And this is big, right, because this has become the biggest story of camp. It's Juwan Taylor. It's Jalen Moore. They are battling. So Juwan Taylor taking those first couple of reps, and now it'll be Jalen Moore who will line up to take his couple of reps against whoever decides to rush against him. Karloftis takes a step back, so we'll see who steps up. Maybe it's a Minnehue Jones, someone on the edge there. We'll see if they can get past Jalen Moore, but the right tackle is going to be that story. We're going to talk to Jay Binkley about that, as we will call Jay Binkley in about 7 minutes. We'll have Jay Binkley on from 10:30 to 11 o'clock, and then the 11 o'clock hour, Chamari Connor, number 27, corner/safety for the Kansas City Chiefs, drafted in 2023. Will be joining the show for a few minutes just to answer a couple questions about this training camp and about this upcoming season for the defense, right? And where he's going to fit in. This Christian Fulton injury has kind of maybe changed his role. So we'll talk to Chamari Connor about that as well in the 11 o'clock hour. Please be a part of the show. And if you've got a question that you want Chamari Connor to answer, text it in. Who knows? Maybe I'll like it and I'll ask it. 913-586-7965. So we talk about the receivers, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, and his health and how long he's able to stay on the field for the Chiefs in a team that really does need the wide receiver depth. Jalen Royals, obviously a guy who can provide that. I've seen it on Twitter, so I got to bring it up, JT. If Chiefs fans are talking about it, I want to talk about it too. Adding a wide receiver free agent, what do you think?
I don't know if they need it necessarily, because right now I would say you don't need it because of all the wide receivers you have. And I get it, even if Hollywood's down, you still have Royals. So, I mean, you go off your head right now, you got Rice, you've got Juju, Royals. I guess you could even say Sky Moore. Like, I don't know what you want to go get. You want to go get an old vet? I don't think that's what Andy Reid wants to do. You don't want to go get someone that's old. Like, if they really wanted to add a vet, they could have gone Keenan Allen. Guess what? They passed on Keenan Allen not just this year, but they also passed on him last year. So, like, I think they're set with what they have at wide receiver right now. Now, if another couple injuries happen, then sure, they're going to have to go out there and do what they did last year, bring in like a Hopkins in a trade or something. But right now, I don't think you need to bring in another wide receiver.
And frankly, I mean, you mentioned him. That's the one name, man. Amari Cooper retired. Like, kind of low-key, that happened a couple days ago, but Amari Cooper retired from the NFL. Like,
I think you're getting baited.
Or no, I'm getting Scheffler. No, yeah, it was Scheffler. Yeah, you're right. I saw that, and I was like, wait, no, it was immediately fake. Amari Cooper is not signed either. It is Amari Cooper and Keenan Allen. Those are the two
Keenan
names,
Allen
right?
did just sign with the Chargers, though, I think, on Friday night.
That's official? That happened?
Yeah, that did happen. I did see that.
Okay, so it's Amari Cooper. Like, that's the name. If Keenan Allen's officially a Charger again, which would be kind of cool for him, honestly, kind of a homecoming. I mean, he played one season in Chicago, didn't really work out. Might as well go back. They need wide receiver depth. If Amari Cooper's the one name, dude, I'm so against signing anyone, man. And if it was Keenan Allen there too, I'd say the same, man. I like what is in this room. I love Jalen Royals. I think Juju Smith-Schuster has a lot more meat on the bone than people give him credit for. He's not going to be like Juju in 2019 or whatever that year was, where it's 1,400 yards. But like, Juju's 28 years old. Like, people don't necessarily realize that. I think Tyquan Thornton can provide a lot. I think Xavier Worthy, like, he is going to be so much better even than he was last season. What we saw in the latter half of last year was extremely impressive. And different than, I think, the archetype of what a lot of us had him pictured at, or his ceiling at. He's a little bit different than maybe what we thought. So I think they've got enough in this wide receiver room, and that's not even mentioning the running backs and the tight end depth as well. So the Chiefs are going to have a lot of options here in the offense, just how they are willing to use them and when they're willing to let them get set free. We'll talk to all of this about with Jay Binkley, because he's had some questions about the wide receiver depth as well, and he's not as sure on it as I am. I'm pretty confident in what the Chiefs have here in-house. Binkley, he hasn't seen it, and he needs to see it to believe it. We'll talk to him about that, as well as this offensive line battles on the right side and what we're seeing from left tackle, first-round pick out of Ohio State, number 71, Josh Simmons, as well. Jay Binkley for the next 30 minutes. Once we come back, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture. Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, baby. If that doesn't get you fired up on a Sunday morning to talk some Chiefs football, I don't know what does. Jay Binkley joining in live on 96.5 The Fan as we are here in St. Joe for the next hour until 11:30. JT Noah running the whole damn thing back at the studio. And myself, Mac Morey, here with you again for another hour until we hand it off to Josh Vernier for the Royals pregame show. We're also here, Jay Binkley, today for their betting segment today as well. Later at the podium, head coach Andy Reid, wide receiver Jalen Royals, who we've talked a lot about today. And then Jalen Moore and Juwan Taylor. Hot button topic there at right tackle. Four guys there at the podium. We'll see if we can run any of that live for you as we have another hour here at St. Joe. Chamari Connor will join us in the 11 o'clock hour as well. But Jay Binkley, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Great talking to JT when he gave me a call. Great talking to you, Mac. Shamari Connor, man. Let me tell you something about this guy, Mac.
Yes, tell me something.
When they drafted Shamari Connor out of that draft class, I was going, you know what? I think that was my favorite pick. I was like,
really?
I think that's
okay.
My favorite pick. Yeah, every pick that they have is a rhyme and a reason for what they're doing. Shamari Connor, mm-hmm. back at Virginia Tech, actually led that team in sacks from defensive backfield.
Wow.
He actually led the Hokies in sacks one year. It's like 4.5. I mean, it wasn't a ton of sacks. I mean, they didn't have like a ton of sack artists with that team. But he led him in that. And it's like, all right, this guy can play nickel. He can play safety. This guy can get after the quarterback. I mean, this is a Spags dude, man. When you talk about defensive back guy, a dude with 4 Super Bowl rings, defensive coordinator that cut his teeth on defensive backs, Shamari Connor was that dude. When they picked him, I was like, hell yeah, Mac. That's what I'm talking about.
And he's been versatile, like you said, dude. Like he was ranked as both like a safety and a corner. He's been able to be that nickel corner for the Chiefs, and he's kind of coming in a pinch right now. I'm going to talk to him about that because, like, the Christian Fulton injury, dude, has kind of put McDuffie back playing outside and instead of that slot, and Shamari Connor coming in and playing that slot position. So we'll talk to him about that and maybe where he's more comfortable and what he likes doing and what he thinks about this new Chiefs defense and what he thinks about.
To be honest with you, Mac, it's kind of like the Honey Badger, you know, the Honey Badger.
Okay.
You know, kind of revolutionized that position back there to be able to play corner, to be able to play all over the place. I remember when the Honey Badger was in Houston with the Texans, he played everywhere at least for a snap except for nose tackle. They lined him up everywhere.
That's amazing.
So Honey Badger created that versatility. So at the combine, more and more NFL teams started looking at that, looking for that type of player, that type of player you could put a corner, put in the slot, in nickel, at safety, do all these different things. Can they get to the quarterback? But Honey Badger kind of revolutionized the way we look at defensive backs. I really think that was a big value that he had as far as what teams look for in the combine. But Shamari Connor is a mixture of all that.
Yeah, and I think Jaden Hicks has a little bit of that too, right? I think he can play up in the box on the ball, and he can go
Jaden
back.
Hicks.
Dude, we talked to him yesterday too, man. He's a guy. He's a guy, Jay. He's a real guy.
He's a dude, man. And Dane Brugler, who I think does the best job on scouting reports when he puts out his beast, is what he calls it, the profile of guys going into the NFL from the combine. He had him his 39th top player, his top safety. I mean, Jaden Hicks got a lot of run from a lot of different places, and I thought he was tremendous value. Matter of fact, you know, that fourth round with Hicks, and then, you know, you think of Wiley if he can get healthy and what he can do. I thought the Chiefs knocked it out of the park in that fourth round, because Hicks, I think, is a first or second round guy.
I mean, he talks like it, he plays like it, and he looks like it physically. His hands are huge, his arms are big, and he's dominant on the field. Hit stick Hicks. If you heard that erupting roar of crowd cheers just now, Jay, that was a 45 or 50 yard dime on the sideline to none other than Isaiah Pacheco on a go route. I think it was against Brian Cook. He beat him by a couple steps, and then a great throw there to Xavier Worthy over the middle of the field against, I think, Brian Cook. So Cook may be getting toasted a little bit right now, but some good completions and good catches here between between Mahomes and a couple of his options. I want to talk to you about the offense specifically. I want to get to wide receivers too. Maybe we can do that later, but I've got to hear about Josh Simmons, because I know Bob, Dusty, and I give you a hard time with the Josh Simmons clip. And you saying you didn't like the pick, but you didn't like the pick for maybe different reasons than I think people understand. I want you to explain that, one. And then, two, I want you to give your take right now on Josh Simmons.
First of all, I do like it. Did the Chiefs break the mold? That's the only Ohio State player Brett Veach has ever drafted. So they did break the mold on that. I have no problem with Josh Simmons. Dude was a stud. I would have put him as the top tackle in this draft, to be honest with you, without that patellar knee injury at Oregon. In October. But, you know, you look at it from the outside and say, oh, left tackle at Ohio State, they won the college football national title. Yeah, but he wasn't part of that. Dude stopped playing in October. Now, I think he would have gone ahead of Kelvin Banks. I liked him better than Will Campbell, that was drafted as left tackle, that went to the Patriots, and Armon Mimbu from Mizzou, who's going to play right tackle and or guard in the National Football League, but I think they're going to play him at right tackle. But I think Josh Simmons was better than all those guys, to be honest with you. I had no problem with Josh Simmons. My deal was he going to be ready to play? Was he going to be ready to play day one? Because when you look last year, they grabbed Kingsley Suamataia in the second round. That was supposed to be the left tackle. I remember he and Wanye Morris battling for that spot through OTAs and minicamp. And when you get to training camp, and eventually Kingsley won that job. But when that didn't work out, and keep in mind, a lot of people thought Kingsley was even a first-round type guy.
Yep,
and ended up going to the second. So the Chiefs take a second-round pick to draft the left tackle. It didn't pan out, so then they have to spend a first-round pick again on a left tackle. It better work out. That's all I'm saying. You threw a dart in the second round at left tackle. That hasn't worked out. Hopefully Kingsley works out of guard, and I think he will with his size and versatility. But all of a sudden you get Simmons, and, you know, you just think about it. This has got to work. Because I remember the Chiefs were desperate a couple years ago when they tried to sign Trent Williams, and the contract negotiations went to 1 or 2 in the morning. Didn't happen. So then Baltimore, for some reason, decided to trade Orlando Brown to Kansas City and send pick number 58, which was Nick Bolton, which is crazy to think about how the rivals have helped the Chiefs, but they have. But there wasn't much out there, man, because that draft, by the way, was like Sam Cosmi and Alex Leatherwood, Liam Eisenberg, and all these guys. And the Chiefs said, you know what? We don't have a left tackle in this draft. These guys are guards or right tackles. So they made the right decision. Well, Josh Simmons being selected there, you're saying, okay, this is our dude. I understand they went out and get Jalen Moore in free agency, but I was concerned, could he play day one? And it just wasn't me. There was 31 other teams that were concerned, could he play on day one? And that was my thing, because Chiefs, if he was perfectly healthy or whatever, 100%, you wouldn't have got him. Chiefs wouldn't have got him without moving way up. It would have been a Mahomes-like trade to move up and get him. But I was thinking, can they get day one? And I'll tell you what, Rick Burkholder and the Chiefs training staff, by the way, we look at the, you know, in the NFL, we think of big threes, the quarterback and receiver and running back. With the Chiefs, you think of, all right, Mahomes, Andy Reid, Brett Veach. That's the big three. I'll even put the training staff up there as big four, because Trey Smith was a sixth-round pick because of the blood clots. Kept sliding away. Many people thought maybe a second-round pick, but he slid all the way to six because of health concerns. And the Chiefs usually take a flyer on people with health concerns, but due to all the work the training staff did and Rick Burkholder, and then with Simmons, they brought him in for a top 30 visit. Training staff worked extensively with them, and they gave Brett Veach the okay. Well, if Simmons pans out, we know Trey Smith has, because he's the highest paid guard in the National Football League as a sixth round pick. if Simmons works out as well, go ahead and put that training staff up on that Mount Rushmore.
Damn right, dude. I mean, they have the ability to take these risks, one, because of the successful position that they've worked to be in, right? That they put themselves in because they get a little bit more leeway because they've won Super Bowls, because they've won AFC Championships, yeah. Because they have Patrick Mahomes, right? They have a little bit more leeway. But also, as you mentioned, because this training staff is second to none in the National Football League. You mentioned Trey Smith, Josh Simmons, and now with the ability, I mean, even like Patrick Mahomes, like look at his ankle injuries, look at his knee injury that he had, like the ability yeah. for them to be able to get him to recover and be back to full form 100%. In the middle of the season or middle of a playoff run, right? So
Mac, I think a Brett Veach is great moves, man. Just like the Honey Badger we just talked about, bringing yes. him and kind of changing that culture on defense. Parker Anger for Charvarius Ward trade that he did, awesome. Getting Nick Bolton in the Orlando Brown deal, awesome. The Mahomes contract, that's flexible, awesome. Getting Harrison Butker off the practice squad of the Panthers to be basically a Hall of Fame kicker for you with three Super Bowl rings. To me, that was his number one move. If Simmons pans out, that now goes to number one.
No doubt, it's the second most important position in football, and it's a guy that could be blocking for Patrick Mahomes for the rest of his career if it all works out. And like you said, 31 other teams passed on him. Everyone around the league would be going, damn it, we let them do it again. And I think they might have. Number 71 looks to be the real deal. I want to talk about the other side of the offensive line, and I also just have like a litany of questions to ask you around the league, Jay, once we get to the other side of the break. Just about other teams in the National Football League. The Bears, I want to hear Micah Parsons' take, and the Bengals, because I know you've always got a take about Cincinnati. We're talking to Jay Binkley for the next 10 or 15 minutes here, and then Chamari Connor in the 11 o'clock hour, he will come by and say hello, and we'll ask him a couple of questions, because the Chiefs are getting ready to play some football. First preseason game coming up this Saturday, August 9th, against the Arizona Cardinals, Saturday night, 7 p.m. The only place to hear that is right here, 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Training camp coverage live here in St. Joseph, Missouri. Mac Morey with you for the next 45 minutes. We are covering Chiefs training camp. We are expecting Chamari Connor, third or fourth round pick in 2023 out of Virginia Tech, corner and safety number 27 for the Kansas City Chiefs, to join us and talk about his role this season. Right now we're joined by Jay Binkley, talking to him about Josh Simmons previously. I want to go to the right side of the line really quickly, and then we can get to maybe just some other headlines around the league as I'm watching end zone drills here again. Now they were at the 10-yard line. Now they're about the 15-yard line or so as the ones go against the ones on defense in their shorts. It is Juwan Taylor who's been playing right tackle this whole period, and he has not been switching reps or splitting reps, rather, with Jalen Moore. FYI, Jay, we have seen Jalen Moore a little bit, but Juwan Taylor, this whole period has been him at starting. So what do you think right now about the right side of the line?
Yeah, how about Jason Brownlee, a wide receiver, by the way, just throwing
Dude,
that out there, man.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Like, because I've been here now a couple days, brother. He's good.
East Mississippi Junior College won the national title, put up over 1,000 yards, and was a stud for them. Big physical dude. But as far as Juwan Taylor and Jalen Moore, The good news that comes out of it is Jalen Moore
is coming in now, by the way, Binkley. I'm sorry. They did a lot of reps with just Juwan Taylor, and now the second half, it looks like Jalen Moore is coming in.
That makes sense, man. They're really using him there at right tackle. He obviously comes in as a left tackle. But the one thing about Jalen Moore, you know, Western Michigan, he was recruited in high school as a tight end. That's where they wanted him. Put weight on him. Said, you know what, you're an offensive lineman because the way he could block as a tight end and was so good at doing that. But it shows his versatility that he has, you know, kind of that background, you know, being a tight end when he went to college. So I'm not shocked at all. You know, work him out at right tackle. And again, he's on a prove-it deal here, 2-year deal. And the one thing about Jalen Moore is this will be his one chance to make money. And this is what I like about Veach when he gets these guys, you know, this chance to go out and prove it, like a Hollywood Moore or Hollywood Brown and guys like that, to go out and prove it. And Jalen Moore's got that. But if he can be a guy that you rely on, if for some reason Juwan Taylor goes down or maybe he pushes him for the starting job at some point, we don't know at this point, but he can also play, you know, left guard in the pinch. And, of course, if something happens to Simmons, left tackle, Jalen Moore can slide in there. That is incredibly valuable to have a guy that can play left tackle, right tackle, and left guard, because he's right there on the fringe of basically being able to start in each one of those positions, if not be the starter. So it's like 1A and 1B, in my opinion, between him and Juwan Taylor. And then, of course, we know we can play left tackle as well. That's how why he was brought in.
And, I mean, yeah, having a Swiss Army knife at that position, you can just come in when whenever you're in a pinch. Or, frankly, Binkley, like if you want to go a heavy set, right, and have six guys out there, you have a guy who you think is just a starting-level right tackle or starting-level guard who will just come in and be a sixth lineman, maybe on a goal line set or whatever it may be, third and one, which we know they've struggled with in the past. I like that, man. It's exciting to see.
A tackle that moves like a guard, man. Tackle that moves like a guard. And, you know, it's the same thing with Kingsley. That was one thing about Kingsley when he was a tackle. It's like, when this guy gets out in space, he's so big and so quick and so punishing when he can block people. But I love that versatility of different guys in this offensive line.
And love having depth there, too, man. Love having depth there, too. So we'll watch that right tackle battle progress the rest of this training camp and on to Saturday. First training camp or first preseason game in Arizona against the Cardinals. Again, the only place to hear that is right here, 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, as we are here live in St. Joseph, joined by the Binkster, Jay Binkley. Okay, we talked some Chiefs. I've got 6 minutes or so, 7 minutes, whatever, with you. Let's talk about the rest of the league. Okay, so rapid fire here, Bank. I've got a couple things for you. I want to hear your thoughts because, dude, you've heard me and Bob go at it probably a couple times about Caleb Williams, brother. I'm all in. If Caleb Williams had an island, right, and everyone had left, like, I'm still there, and I've got, like, a mansion. I've got a bunch of real estate because I believe the stock is about to go up on Caleb Williams' island. Everyone left too early. Where are you at with Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears?
Well, you know what? Here's the one thing. He still put up numbers, and
thank you.
He was sacked all the time. I mean, he had a revolving door on offensive line. He found himself on the ground all the time, just trying to. He didn't have time to sit and wait to make throws, even though he did. With Ben Johnson, again, I'm a huge fan of coach quarterback combinations. I think they wasted a year with him last year, and now actually having a head coach that can help him, you know, develop as a quarterback. But those wide receivers are ridiculously good in Chicago, and they've spent a lot of money on their offensive line, including bringing in Joe Tooney for that offensive line. I'm a more Jaden Daniels guy than I am Caleb Williams, to be honest with you, and I was a Jaden fan in the draft, too. I always thought that the Bears made a mistake again, because I thought he was the number one quarterback. We argued about that on Character Concerns all the time because of what he did at LSU. Think about that, Mac. They had Jaden, Malik Nabers, and Brian Thomas Jr. on the same offense in college when they had no defense. Imagine that. It was sick what LSU had. But I think
insane.
Caleb Williams was that?
No, that's insane. Keep going.
It was insane. But, no, I want to see what he can do. I mean, obviously, you can't put him in the upper echelon of quarterbacks. You can now with Jaden as far as moving him up there. But the numbers, man, I think he's going to put up numbers, man. You have Ben Johnson as your offensive coordinator. You rebuilt that offensive line. You have these receivers that are amazing. And then you add Luther Burden to the equation this year, and he's tearing things up at Bears camp right now. So I would say a good year, but it's going to be wait and see for me because I want to wait and see. I want to see if you can back up and even have a better year, because I think he can have a better year than last year. And last year, you know, the numbers are okay, but he was sacked all the time, so you can't really – take a hard dive on the numbers. But with Caleb, I'm more of a wait and see what he can do with an offensive line and receivers, but the talent's there.
Yeah, I love their, you know, talking about the body language a lot. Ben Johnson's been focused on his body language. No palms up has been the saying in training camp this year for the Bears. Is, you know, if you start to put your palms up and go, hey, what the heck are you doing, man? And you're like, start to put your hands up like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing any more of that. We're lifting our heads up. We're being positive. And to be fair, like, he was just beat down, like you said, over and over again to where, yeah, probably your body language, and you've probably started to develop some bad habits. Like maybe, yeah, putting your hands up and saying, hey, what the hell are you doing there, instead of, hey, dude, you're good, let's get it next rep. I think Ben Johnson's changing the mental game of that franchise right now.
But you know what, though? A lot of quarterbacks, like what, Troy Aikman won one game his first year starting. Manning, it was rough for him his first year starting. These quarterbacks are thrown right into the mix. The Chiefs had the perfect situation, man, the perfect storm. They have an Alex Smith, you know, start in front of Mahomes and basically redshirting that year. That's just a luxury that other teams, you know, don't have. And he had his feet thrown to the fire right away.
Bink, you got a little bit more time? You want to hang out with us for another 10 minutes?
Yeah, you betcha, bro.
Okay, dude, yeah, well, then great. Then I won't rush you on these last couple questions because I got a couple things I want to talk to you about, again, around the NFL. Plus, if we do have time, I want to get back to the Kansas City Chiefs as well in this wide receiver room because I know you and I are a little bit maybe different on our thoughts as far as this depth is concerned. We're going to stay.
Oh, and by the way, Matt, Shamari Conner had 5.5 sacks back in 2019.
There we go.
5.5, not 4.5.
I'm going to bring it up, too, and we are joined by him in the 11 o'clock hour. So stay locked in. We're going to stay with Jay Binkley for a little bit longer, and we are live here in St. Joe watching Chiefs training camp until 11:30. We will hand it off to Josh Vernier for the Royals pregame show as the Royals first pitch, 12:37. They take on the Toronto Blue Jays in game 3 of a 3-game series, trying to win it, tied 1 apiece, 1 Friday, lost yesterday. We'll see what the Royals have in store because we know the Chiefs, they've got a game in store next Saturday against the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, Saturday, 7 p.m. The only place to hear that, it's right here, 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.